All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Again, thanks to Frank Gutierrez for joining me in the last half hour. If you missed any part of that interview, we'll have that up online at KFYO.com. Joining us in studio right now to talk about the Moody Gardens, and we speak with the folks from the Moody Gardens once or twice a year, and always enjoy having them in to talk about their 70-degree weather that they have. And
it was chilly. I had to wear a parka.
Yeah, nice sunny skies, beautiful weather that they have. Josh Buckley, Sydney Odrobinek in studio with us as well. Welcome, welcome back. How are y'all doing?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Great, yeah.
Well, I appreciate y'all coming in. Tell folks a little bit about the Moody Gardens. If they've never been, what can they expect when they go to the Moody Gardens?
Absolutely. Well, we're just south of downtown Houston. You go over the causeway, and you'll see three gigantic pyramids. You can't miss them. And that's Moody Gardens. And within those pyramids, we have an aquarium with 1.5 million gallons of water, where you can see seals, sharks, and my favorite are the penguins there. Hmm. We have over 100 penguins. And then we also have a rainforest pyramid, which newly renovated after that hurricane, $25 million renovation. So you get to experience what it feels like to actually be in the rainforest. And so we have free roaming birds and monkeys. And then the last one is our Discovery Pyramid, which is where we have a new pirate exhibit coming.
Oh, tell us a little bit about that.
So this is going to be really exciting. It starts March 8th, and it runs until September 28th. It is the first authenticated sunken pirate ship off American waters. It crashed off of Cape Cod about 300 years ago. Hmm. It's the Witta is the name of the ship, and it was discovered in the early 80s, and they've been excavating all the weapons and the treasure and all the different other artifacts there since then. And so we're going to have 150 of those artifacts, and we're going to have a video showing like how they actually were able to bring everything up, and it's going to tell the story of the captain and a few of the other pirates that were on the ship. So it's really unique and pretty awesome. You even get to touch some real pirate gold.
Well, that's very cool.
Uh-huh.
That's a neat exhibit. How long will that be down at the Moody Gardens?
That's going to be there until September 28th, so all the way through the summer.
That's great. Tell folks some of the other activities that they can find when they go to the Moody Gardens, because it's, yeah, you got the three pyramids, but there's a lot of other stuff at the Moody Gardens.
Yeah, we have some state-of-the-art theaters. Our 3D theater is the largest screen in Texas and the only large-format screen in the country with 11.1 surround sound. And we've got a lot of cool movies. One that's opening up March 8th is Penguins 3D, which I happened to get a chance to see last summer when we were deciding what movies to bring. And it's fabulous. It follows a king penguin from when he hatches from his egg all the way to growing up. Just an amazing movie. And then we also have a special effects 4D theater, which if you've ever if you've not experienced a 4D theater, what it is you're still wearing the 3D glasses, but you're experiencing the senses. So like you'll feel the wind blowing, you'll get hit with water on occasion and stuff like that. And we have Rio 4D coming in. So we're really excited about that. The kids are going to love it.
What is that?
Well, Rio is that movie that came out a couple years ago from DreamWorks.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, with the macaws.
Okay.
And so they've shortened it down to about a 15-minute version of it and made it into 4D.
Well, that's one of the great things I think about Moody Gardens is that it's got something for everyone in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Kids aren't going to be bored. You know, parents who are, you know, they're looking at planning a trip to the Moody Gardens or they're just planning a trip somewhere in Texas. Moody Gardens is great because they've got something for everyone in the family.
Right, and it's educational, too. We kind of pride ourselves on that, that you can bring the family. The kids are out there having fun and everything, but they're also learning stuff, too. They're learning about conservation. They're learning about animals. So it's really a great place for a family vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. How can people get more information about the Moody Gardens and Galveston in general?
Absolutely. MoodyGardens.org is our website. We are a nonprofit, so it's ORG. And then you could buy tickets online on our website, and you can even make reservations. We do have a four diamond AAA hotel on property. So, you know, you can make a whole weekend out of it. You can come down for the summer. And you can also get tickets for our golf course on our property also.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be giving away some prize packs. Mm-hmm. That includes golf and a hotel stay as well.
That's right.
It's going to be real nice. And I heard, now last year, we had a listener who went down. They enjoyed it. They loved it. I heard y'all talking about it here on the show, and they went down there. They had a great time. Now, is there another beer fest going on.
There will be. Okay. Labor Day weekend is when the beer fest will
be. All right, tell us a little bit about Beer Fest.
Yeah, that's a craft beer festival. They bring in over 300 different kinds of craft brews, and you can stay at the hotel that night and purchase a ticket, and you can taste beer from all over the place. It's a really
fun
event.
And the kids can go and do something else.
Yeah, right.
You go and have 300
kids. And our Palm Beach area was open, where it's a nice contained area, so it's safe for the kids. So they can go in there and, like, get on, enjoy the wave pool or the lazy river. And, you know, dad can hit the beer and then head to the golf course.
Yeah, that's not a bad weekend.
Yeah,
right there.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah, at Labor Day weekend, that's when the Craft Brew Fest is. Over at Moody Gardens. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in. Josh Buckley, Sydney Odrobinek, appreciate your time today. And we'll be giving away some prize packages all this week here on the Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate y'all's time.
Hey, thanks, Chad.
So
appreciate it.